This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Folks, what a day, what a day, what a day. It was quite the event for the entire Northern Plains. Folks from all across the Northern Plains taking it in. President Donald Trump on the stage last night, Fargo, North Dakota, for a worldwide audience. Unbelievable night for Congressman Cramer. I've got to play a couple of his clips. We have more about the president's comments on the Senate race between Congressman Cramer and Senator Heitkamp, and we'll keep those clips coming. Have a couple of special guests for you. Governor Doug Burgum at the bottom of the hour and another here in just a moment. Paris Denard is going to join us, who is worked for President Bush and is someone you see on CNN, on NPR, fighting the battles for conservatives. We love that. So we'll chat with him in a moment about his take with the president last night as well. Bill in Bemidji, Minnesota, waiting to chat with us here on the line. What's on your mind, Bill?
Scott, just want to sit here with Joe Dunn having a cup of coffee, and just want to thank you for having a wonderful radio talk show program. And we were up in Grafton over the weekend marching in the Grafton Parade, and Tom Campbell came up to Joe and I and just was so excited to be supporting Kevin Cramer. It's just unbelievable what's happening across the plains and the Red River Valley, all the way from Duluth, Minnesota, to Williston, and the red tide is rising, and people are once again proud here in Bemidji to work hard and build our great country, keep it strong, keep people working, and just thank you, Scott, for your contributions, and Joe wants to say hello, too.
Now, by the way, this is a famous bill here. This is a Bemidji Woolen Mills bill. And a great patriot and someone we appreciate very much in the program. A big part of Rick Santorum's success in the presidential run he had a few years ago. So it's great to hear from you, Bill. It is, absolutely. And you got Joe Dunn there as well. These are two of Bemidji's finest, ladies and gentlemen. You don't get any better than this. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you, Scott. I tell you what, we had a big celebration here last night because you might know that Bemidji was named the number one town in Minnesota, and we had a big celebration last night, and it was just great. But I took time to watch the Trump convention deal, and we were wondering, or not convention, but his appearance, and I know you probably talked about it, but why didn't we go to the Fargo Dome?
You know, that's the million-dollar question today from a lot of people wondering what you know what happened there. But they don't like the optics of having any empty seats and the idea of a rally gathering 26. That'd be like the second biggest rally the president's ever done, right? To fill the Fargo Dome, and they don't think that way when they're not in a campaign themselves. And it's just staff. It's just people that worry about things because we would have filled it, and if we hadn't, who cares? Everybody that wanted to get in could get in. So keep working at it.
Well, it was a wonderful, just an absolute wonderful rally, and we're so proud to support him and support you guys. You keep up the good work, Scott. We're always proud of what you do.
Appreciate that very much. Thanks a ton. Absolutely. John in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I was in the rally myself, me and the missus, and we were right there on the walk platform, right next to that big flag. I mean, it was great. I took all the pictures and everything I could, and I tell you, it, everything he had to say, I agreed with him. With the tar fix, we've been railroaded for a very, very long time. And when he came up with all this and realizing how much that we're being railroaded, it's just unbelievable. And even though I think that we're going to have a reaction from this, I work for Case Holland here in Fargo, and I think that the triple effect, I think, it may hit us a little bit on this whole deal. But all in all, I agree with the wall. The wall needs to go up for sure. There's no doubt about that.
Still remains a big applause line for him. No doubt about that. Pretty cool. Glad you had a great time, John. Thanks for your thoughts. Jamie and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Jamie evidently wants to tell us about another rally. Actually, I asked Jamie to call in because he is organizing a pro-Second Amendment rally tonight. It's a counter-protest to David Hogg March for Our Lives, fake protest. You know, they're about as grassroots as the Democratic National Party. I don't know. Jamie, what do you got planned tonight?
Yep, you know, the same David Hogg who doesn't think schools and teachers and people inside of there should be protected with guns, but he's rolling around America with armed guards protecting him. What a hypocrite. I'll tell you what's going on at 5 o'clock, Scott. We're going to have people out in front of the event center and parking lot and the sidewalk straight across from sidelines, talking about defending our Second Amendment against these people. They're here, yeah, they're kids and young adults, actually. I don't even want to call them kids, to be honest with you. They're young adults, but, you know, their agenda is, you know, they say gun safety, but go on their website or their Facebook page. The first thing you see is register to vote and donate. So, and we don't have voter registration here in Bismarck, but they were on Ellen DeGeneres' show, and they said that was their number one goal, register people to vote. Okay.
Yeah, which is really, really odd. They're going into Standing Rock as well, so it's so obvious what they're planning to do. That's the next stop. You know, but we don't have registration, so it's like somebody didn't even, you know. I mean, that's how, you know, ridiculous this is. They're not, they can't register anybody because we don't have registration. So.
And I got a report from a guy down who was on Standing Rock and ran into him down there. They were apparently coming out of the BIA office in Fort Yates. One guy came out of there, and that was it. And I don't know. They said something to each other, and the guy got in his. He said it looked like a motor home, and they took off. So I don't know if they went up to Cannonball or if anything happened there or not. But I'd also say that hey, we all got something better to do. But you know, people in this state support the Second Amendment, and we love it. So you need to show up down there. I got better things to do too, but we need you to show up down there. And
nothing would be better. Nothing would be better if the pro Second Amendment rally is bigger by a ton than David Hogg and March for Our Lives and the fake protests going on inside. And this is at the Bismarck Civic Center. What time do you want folks there, Jamie?
It's going to be from 5:30 to 7, Scott. And can I add one more thing, buddy, real quick?
Of course.
Okay, I want people to go on to Facebook, if you're on Facebook, and search the name Tony J. Bender. You know who he is, Scott. And I want you to see something he reposted about people who are supporting our Second Amendment rights. Then go read the comments, and if you own guns, I want you to go on there and see what these people think of you. You know, I went and read some of the comments, and yeah, I responded to a few. You know, we're being called bullies, and the size of your genitalia is being attacked. You're a hater, you're intolerant. We don't have any empathy for these kids. We got all kinds of empathy for these kids, but what they're proposing, they're using the First Amendment to try and take away the Second Amendment. I'm a Bill of Rights guy through and through, so I'm just much about the first as the second. You know, I just encourage people to go on there and see what these people who support March for Your Lives think of you and what kind of names they're calling you. And you'll see how salt of the earth these kind of people are. Not.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right.
All right, Scotty. You have a great day, my friend.
Say one thing I got to ask you before you go.
Yeah.
I understand there's breaking news. The deer tag lotto is out, which is early. Did you get your tag?
I tell you what, my first choice was a buck I put in for. I didn't get that buck tag, but I did get a doe tag. I shot a whitetail of a lifetime last year, so I'm not even going to complain if I don't get drawn for a buck next year. So some of my friends did, and my family. So, you know, I'm just going to have fun enjoying the experience and helping them get a nice big buck and put some meat in the freezer at the same time.
What is? It's early for the. I mean, it's considerably early, isn't it, for the results to be out?
Yeah. I mean, 2-3 weeks early. You know, they did it all electronic. Good work, Game and Fish. I'm glad you guys got it done quick. I appreciate that. And
yeah,
I think most people who apply appreciate it.
They told us by the state fair, and they beat that by a little bit. So
yeah,
that's great.
Awesome.
And Texter says, my guns are still safer than Ted Kennedy's car. So there you go.
That's the kind of person we want showing up tonight. 5:30 to 7, doors of the Bismarck Event Center. Be there. Support your Second Amendment rights. We need you.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. And if you do,
have a great day, Scott.
The president was talking about you yesterday. He said, if you go to this rally that Jamie's talking about, here's what's going to happen.
We will never stop fighting for our country, our families, and we will never, ever stop fighting for our freedom.
Going to win, 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 win. Just keep on winning and winning and winning as well. He talked a lot about North Dakota last night, too, which I thought was, great, too. You know, just a lot of touches there last night. We have more highlights from the president's address last night for the group. We have also more time for your questions and comments. Love to hear what you thought of last night's event. 258-0550. When we come back, Congressman Kevin Cramer's comments to the crowd. They were something else. Hang tight.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You want to work for the leading sprayer company? The standard High Plains Apache, looking for a field service tech right now to join their team at their Mandan location. Family-friendly workplace, great pay, team environment, great benefits. There's a website I'm going to give you, not a website, but an email address that I'll give you in a moment here. You jot this down, and send them a note, your cover letter or resume, and go to work for some great folks. Jobs@HighPlainsApache.com. Jobs@HighPlainsApache.com. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys that know spray application. That's High Plains Apache. Man Dan, south of Fargo and Frontier. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Congressman Kevin Cramer last night. Of course, the reason Donald Trump was in North Dakota. I just had a text with somebody saying, should we all buy stock in MyPillow? Were liberals sleeping without a pillow last night? Maybe you can find out from Mike Lindell just how much business increased. Huge! It was hilarious. In fact, can you find that shout-out to Kev? We didn't put that one on the list, but it was a fun little shout-out to our friend Mike Lindell, who was there last night and had a chance to talk to him and had a great time. But anyway, he was the big winner, and so was Congressman Kevin Cramer after this.
Finally, the person we are all here tonight to support, a special person, an incredible person, the next United States Senator from the great state of North Dakota, Kevin Cramer. Kevin, come out.
Kevin got some huge applause and came up and gave less than 2 minutes, which never happens with anybody in politics, less than 2 minutes, just a stemwinder speech. We'll play that for you here in just a couple of minutes on what's on your mind as well. And right now I want to bring in somebody to tell us a little bit about the youth in that crowd and the youth in the Donald Trump movement, right? I mean, this is a movement. We can't forget that. It's what it is. A lot of youngsters there last night. And Paris Denard, you see him on CNN, NPR, fighting the right fight for the conservative cause, political commentator there. Also worked for George W. Bush as well. Paris, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Scott?
Good. So, as I'm sure you know, the president attracts, a crowd that is not the traditional Republican conservative crowd. The same was true last night. You don't get that impression from the left or the media or anybody else. What's going on?
Well, you said it earlier. You said there's a movement, and it is a movement. And Make America Great Again was a campaign slogan that became a movement, which has now become some very tangible, winning policy implications that American people are feeling. And when we talk about the American people, Scott, it's not just the traditional senior citizen or those that we think are active in the Republican Party or is active in politics. There are a lot of young people today who are responding to the president's message. There are a lot, the coalition of supporters with this president are diverse. They're diverse in age, they're diverse in race, they're diverse in thought, and they are coming to the table because they are seeing and feeling the tangible results of this positive economy and the things that he's doing, not just here in our country, not just in North Dakota, but internationally. So when you looked at that crowd last night, which I know you did, and I know your viewers probably were there or saw it, they saw the diversity of the party that is a direct reflection of Donald Trump and his candidacy and his presidency. And that's a good thing, because going into these midterms, Kevin Cramer and others are going to need the support and broadening the base of the Republican Party to include people who are just responding to this Make America Great Again message. And so that's the positive thing that the media, the mainstream media, doesn't want to report on, because it goes against the narrative of really who is identifying with and supporting this president.
One of the bigger applause lines last night was the president noticed somebody in the crowd with the sign, Blacks for Trump, and gave him a shout out, and then went on to, repeat his line from the campaign and why he said what he said about what the hell do you have to lose? I mean, you really, do you think that's motivating the African American community, helping build the base for Donald Trump?
Oh, absolutely. Look, when you can go and see a record low unemployment in the black community, and when you can see that, you go around and you say, do you have a job? Are you able to get a job? Does your cousin have a job? Does your brother have a job? Does your mom, your sister? That's the reality of this Trump economy. People are having jobs. The Department of Labor a few weeks ago passed a rule change which allows for small business owners and sole proprietors to actually have access to health care like the big employers if they pull together by geography or industry. This is because millions were left out of the health care of Obamacare because they couldn't afford it. So everyone talks about how great Obamacare was or is, and yet there are millions of small business owners and sole proprietors who could not still afford health care under Obamacare. The Trump administration comes in, changes the rules, and says, look, pull together, and you can tap into affordable health care options just like the big companies do. That's under the Trump administration. You know who directly benefits from that? Small business owners, and you know who a lot of them are? African Americans, minorities, women. These are the tangible effects of this administration. And so, yes, African Americans are responding to it. I saw in June a morning consult poll that said 50% of North Dakota voters think that it's time for a fresh voice in Washington, while only 36% of those voters think that Senator Heitkamp deserves to be reelected. What does that say? Fresh voice? When people even in North Dakota say, we need a fresh voice, that means they want somebody who is going to do something different. So when President Trump says, what do you have to lose? That was that fresh voice. They responded to President Trump in great numbers in North Dakota, and they're going to respond to him all across this country. Not him right now, but the message that's on the ballot in the midterms, the agenda that's on the ballot in the midterms. And he needs the support of people coming to Congress, coming to the Senate, who are going to work with him to do that. And that's what you saw in that crowd last night at that amazing rally.
Paris Denard, thanks so much. Look forward to chatting again. Take care.
Anytime, my friend. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Great take on the Trump movement. Here is Congressman Kevin Cramer last night.
All I can say is, Mr. President, on behalf of all of the thousands of people in this arena and the tens of thousands outside of this arena who live in flyover country, thank you for not forgetting us. And for all the farmers and the manufacturers and the families and the energy workers, thank you for rolling back all of those regulations so they can not only keep their job, but create more jobs. And Mr. President, on behalf of the middle-class working families represented in this room and throughout the heartland, thank you for cutting their taxes so they can keep more of their hard-earned money right here. And Mr. President, on behalf of the most vulnerable, forgotten people, the unborn babies, thank you for standing for life. Thank you.
Listen to that roar. Wow.
And on these very important North Dakota values, you'll never have to wonder where I'll be, because I'll always be with them and with you, 100% of the time. Thank you. God bless you. Welcome to North Dakota.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Generous, generous, Jerry. Booming, booming, booming. People laugh.
Locations in Grand Forks, 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Hard River, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Tioga, Stanley, and Williston. In Minnesota, head to Bemidji or Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military gets an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com for
your
more info.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous Jerry's today. Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A House hearing underway at this hour focusing on the Hillary Clinton email investigation. It comes following the recent government watchdog report that was highly critical of the FBI's handling under then-Director James Comey of the Clinton case. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Chris Wray are testifying to lawmakers, including Democrat Gerald Nadler, who earlier slammed Republicans for continuing the probe.
Why has the majority abandoned the rules and traditions that govern civility in the House? The tired story of Hillary Clinton's emails, of course, plus a few conspiracy theories about this special counsel.
But Republican chairman of the panel, Bob Goodlatte, says that report revealed profound anti-Trump bias at the highest levels of the FBI during that probe and during the 2016 presidential campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. It's the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Fourth of July holiday, right now, because it's next week, folks. It's days away. And you know what? I think the best way to kick off the 4th of July is to go to Valley City and the PetroServe USA location there. So I'm going to do that. I can hardly wait, as a matter of fact. I already am tasting that burger. It's just like unbelievable. Their burgers, it's fresh ground beef, hand-patted from Valley Meats, their famous meat shop in Valley City, and they put it on the grill, like, caramelize the onions, melt the cheese, fresh baked bun. Oh, my gosh, it's so good. Todd, are you hungry yet? I just think that sounds just like, just right now I need one. But Tuesday, we'll be there for What's on Your Mind to kick off the 4th of July holiday. And exit 292, anytime you're traveling I-94, it's the stop. It is the nicest convenience store, huge, great food, fresh made to order, the breakfast, the burgers. It's incredible. So come by and see us. And some great specials for the 4th of July holiday, too. So we'll see you Tuesday live. We'll be there, Valley City. Exit 292. Great spot for you to make a stop there, as a matter of fact. All right. Governor Burgum is scheduled to join us here momentarily, but he is in a land board meeting that evidently is going long. So we're going to keep cranking here with your calls, questions, and comments. I'm getting really behind on the text. Someone asked this question. I'd love an answer from our listeners on this. After listening to the president, how can anyone hate him? I don't get it. I guess the left just hates America that much. So they sort of answered their own question there. But I wouldn't mind your answer to that. How could anyone hate him? If you listen to him, when he says, how could you hate him? What do you think? The president's campaign manager said, simply amazing crowd in Fargo, North Dakota, tweeted out a picture. He was there last night as well. Texas said, listening to Kevin Cramer last night introduce the president made me so proud. Much different than I felt when Dorgan, Pomeroy, Burdick, Clinton, Obama were in office. Avoiding questions at public forums, dictating from the White House. Praise God for Cramer and Trump and his family. You heard that cut before the break of Congressman Cramer. Really, really a stem winder there for sure. And I have the comments of the president right after. The president was, when Kevin was speaking, the president was obviously impressed. You know, he's kind of like behind him going, whoa, oh my gosh, this guy's unbelievable, right? So he's kind of gesturing at him. And then he came up to the podium after Congressman Cramer finished his speech for the for group and said this.
I got to tell you, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. He did good. He loves you. I will tell you that. He loves this state, loves the people. And we need Kevin Cramer to replace liberal Democrat Heidi Heitkamp in the Senate. What happened? What happened?
There again, you know, just the way he says it, how he says it is perfect. It's not a nasty nickname or anything else, but it is what she is, a liberal Democrat, and the crowd just eats it up. What'd you think? 258-0550 is our telephone number from any 701 area code. Todd's been a little unavoidably detained, but he's here. Todd, I know you were manning the controls of 550K Fire for the coverage last night, but what'd you think? You have a good time? You like that? Maybe Todd isn't at the microphone. He might be right. He just posted a note here, so I thought he was in there. He said,
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Yeah,
I'm here.
Now I can hear you.
I'm speechless.
You're speechless so about last night's speech?
It was, what can you say? I mean, it was everything it needed to be. And I think it was a knock out of the park. And absolutely. Certainly, you know, what a game changer having a Supreme Court nomination coming up really underscores the importance of this fall's election. And, how timely was that?
You know who the big winner was last night, don't you? The big winner?
I'm trying to read your mind because there are a lot of big winners, but
Mike Lindell from MyPillow. Listen to this.
We also have a couple of big supporters. You ever see this guy with the pillows on Fox? MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell. Where is Mike? He is the greatest. I have never seen so many ads for so long. And you know what? I think he gets them for, like, peanuts. First of all, he does make a great product, great pillows. I actually use them, believe it or not.
I love it. The president's a MyPillow user now. We found that out, too. It's just incredible. What a shout-out from the president last night. And Mike, before the event started, was everybody wanted a picture with him. It was a hoot. It was fantastic. I'm so glad he was there. Danny and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, I just let you know I was at the Trump rally night last night, and Trump's great, but to me the best part was when they sang the national anthem, everybody in that place was singing. To me, that was the best.
That's the stuff that just puts the hair on the back of your neck straight up, doesn't it?
Oh, my hair's standing up on the back of my neck talking about it now.
Yeah, no kidding. I thought the same thing. Even, you know, Lee Greenwood's, God bless him, you know, the USA, and he's coming out to that, and, you know, that's fantastic. But they did the pledge earlier, which was fantastic. George Schubert, a veteran, doing that. Then the national anthem so beautifully done. Everybody singing it. You know, it's a great God-fearing, freedom-loving crowd. It really is. It's just,
It was such a good time. Such a good time. Me and my wife, I mean, we made friends with people in line. You know, we were in line so long and stuff. You got to kind of, you know, you start talking to them. You get to know everybody around you. Just a wonderful time. I highly recommend it for anybody that could go see them.
Absolutely. Appreciate that so much. I want to play a little bit of the president last night on trade. You know, he spent some time on that last night. We played a little clip of it earlier. I'm going to play an extended version of that right now because he clearly knows farmers are concerned right now, ranchers are concerned right now, and brought us inside a little bit of that strategy.
Because they have tariffs on us. It's incredible. I wonder where these people come from, even politicians. So we'll have a country. It doesn't matter. I can almost name any of them. They have massive tariffs on our people. On our workers, on our farmers, on our country, on our companies. So we say we're going to put tariffs on them. And I'll actually have politicians and other people come to me. Oh, please, we want free trade. How is it free trade? I'll give you an example. China, if we make a car and sell it into China, they charge us a 25% tax. That's what it is, 25%. When they make a car and sell it in to the United States, and there are a lot of them, we charge them the grand total of 2.5%, and they don't pay that. And then when I want to raise the game and play the game of poker, a game that we can't lose, I'll get even politicians, mostly Democrats, but even a couple of Republicans. They'll say, we want free trade. That's not free trade. That's not fair trade. It is so ridiculous. Just play the game for a little while. It's a game we can't lose. You know, I've said a couple of times, when we're $500 billion down, they say Trump is starting a trade war. I say, no, the trade war ended a long time ago, and the United States lost because our leaders didn't take care of our people and our companies.
He is bringing you inside his strategy there. Just be patient. Just wait. Just you know, this is going to end well. Do you trust him? Do you trust him? I dislike greatly the pot stirring that's going on by the Heitkamp campaign and the Democratic Party and all of their blah 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 mouthpieces, because it's all about stoking fear. And if this is going to be bad, this is going to be terrible, it's going to be worse. He's trying to make it better. Now, if he doesn't succeed, blame him, but give him a chance to do it. That's my take. But I'm not a farmer and I'm not a rancher. I just love every one of them, every one of them. And whether you agree or disagree with the president, I'd love to hear your insight on this, because he's really telegraphing what he's doing here. Kevin in Moorhead has a question for moi. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Scott, how you doing? It was nice seeing you yesterday out front. That was a good time.
I have to tell you, it was so fun talking to so many people, and it was almost embarrassing because of walking through the crowd and people were thinking like I'm some kind of celebrity or something, and hey, Scott, hey, Scott, hey, Scott.
You are.
It really was amazing, but thank you so much to everybody that stopped to say hi or said something in line. It was a lot of fun. It really was.
You know, I went with my daughter. We got there at 12. And right away, I was thinking to myself, this is so cool. I'm glad I'm here. I was thinking, you know what, maybe I won't, maybe I will. And my daughter, who's 19, said, you know what, if you don't, that's fine. I'll get dropped off and I'll go by myself. I'm thinking, you know what, you're not going to stand there. And we ended up with about five of us as a group. So the whole time before President Trump came on stage there, I was thinking, this is the coolest thing ever. I'm glad I'm here. Everybody's happy. Everybody's in a good mood, you know. It was the best thing ever.
Great night. Great night. A great day.
It was
really a lot for a lot of people, you know, coming from all over. I mean, you leave early, or the night before, or hotel rooms, everything else, but worth every minute. It's President of the United States.
I was going to ask you one thing, Scott. You talked to me out front, right? I don't know if you remember, but you like interviewed me and you asked me about the Supreme Court vacancy and stuff. And I was wondering, were you on the air at that time or recording for later? Or?
Yeah, that would have been one of our Facebook Live broadcasts is what I'm guessing. Yeah,
I see. Okay, it was a webcast.
We did a few of them after. So those are still up on the website. I can't remember if they're up on mine, but they're for sure up on AM 1100's Facebook page. But,
thanks for what you're doing for being there, Scott. It was a good time.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Here's more of the president on this all-important trade issue. As well. So he came back to it a few times last night.
So we're not starting a trade war, but we'll finish it. And you know what? In the end, you know what's going to happen? And it's already happening. Already happening. They're going to come to us and they're going to say, hey, let's work it out. And we're going to work it out. It's very simple. But remember, it is. It's the art of the deal. But anybody can do the deal. There are a lot of people. This one doesn't get much simpler. Remember, it's true. When you're $500 billion down, you can't lose. You already lost. But now we're going to start winning. Or at least we're going to make it fair. It doesn't even have to. We got to make it fair.
The president last night, again and again on this issue. Here's some more things he said about Congressman Cramer, too, by the way, last night.
Every day we are keeping our promises. But to keep this momentum going, we need Kevin Cramer in the Senate.
It was quite the night. All right, more of our recap. A few more of your calls, questions, comments in our final segment next on What's
You're
On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
We're back with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake 2. I'm looking at a new model of hot spring. Vince, tell me about this.
Yeah, it's our new line of hot spring limelight hot tubs, and there's five in all, and it's really a unique hot tub, and we know that when you come in, you see it, you're going to think, wow, that is pretty cool. But beyond cool and looking great, and it looks like unlike any other hot tub you would ever seen, but it's also, again, back to the hot spring message, better water, better massage, better energy, like with our Ace saltwater system, which gives you basically a chemical-free way of owning a hot tub, and it feels great, so you're going to use the hot tub more. But yeah, it's the limelights we're very excited about. There's five models, and they're really at that competitive price point as well, so we're excited about it.
Hassle-free experience, which is why you have the best ownership experience in the business, because you do this well, and you also will do concierge service. Well, you do everything, come to the house, right?
That's right, valet service. So if you don't want to lift a finger but just be better by sitting in your hot tub, you have that option too.
All right, folks, and great financing available literally for a cup of coffee a week. You're owning a hot tub. You can't beat a deal like that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake too. Tell them Scott sent you, save up to $2,000 with the ACE promo code at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Thanks, Vince.
Every day made better. Thank you, Scott.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heidi voted no on our massive tax cuts for North Dakota families. She voted no. Not one Democrat voted to cut your taxes. And the other day, Nancy Pelosi said, we have to raise your taxes. What's that all about? She wants to raise your taxes. Heidi voted no on legislation to stop late-term abortions. Heidi voted in favor of the deadly, very, very dangerous, horrible sanctuary cities. You need a senator who doesn't just talk like they're from North Dakota, but votes like they're from North Dakota. That's what you need. And that is Kevin Cramer. Heidi was also against us from the very beginning of the travel ban, a common sense policy to improve our vetting and our national security. And I'm proud to report that just yesterday the Supreme Court upheld the travel ban and our authority to keep America safe. Heidi will vote no to any pick we make for the Supreme Court. She will be told to do so. Now, maybe because of this, she'll be forced to vote yes. Who knows? But I will tell you, she'll vote no the day after the election on everything. More than 100 utility companies nationwide have slashed prices for customers, saving them in this country much more than $3 billion, which goes and reduces your electric and utility bills. Heidi and every single Democrat voted against our tax cuts.
Not popular with the crowd. Not popular with the crowd. Lots of boos after that one. President Trump last night. Fargo, North Dakota. Shields Arena. What a night. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pipers. They have a lot going on right now, folks. And if you go to Pipers.com, the whole listing is there. You can call for a catalog. Leading a lot of equipment auctions lately, and they're getting top dollar. And they have actually an auction center of North America consignment auction coming up soon, July 19th. Put that on your calendar. Steel, North Dakota is the auction center of North Dakota. But a few things in the meantime, Lake Home Auction, Devil's Lake, and an online auction with some land in Burleigh County, Homestead Real Estate Auction in Walsh County, 8-unit apartment building up in New England, North Dakota. They're also doing land market updates all across the area as well. McHenry County, an auction coming up about a month and a half away here. 1,078 acres in McHenry County, North Dakota. So check all of it out, Pipers.com, or call them at 877-700-4099 to get your catalog. The president wrapped up the night, I thought, with a really neat, I don't know, just putting it all together. You know what I mean? Just putting everything all together and talking about the people of North Dakota, talking about, the importance of this rally, why he's there. It was kind of his close, basically. It was the president saying, here's why we're all here tonight. And I thought it was really good. See if you agree.
Because we are Americans, and our hearts bleed red, white, and blue. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together, we will make America wealthy again. We will and are making America strong again. We will make America safe again. Look at our military. We will make our great, great America stronger and more powerful than ever before. We will make America loving again. Loving. Loving. We're going to come together. And we will make America great again. Thank you. Thank you, North Dakota. Go out and get Kevin Cramer in there. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, North Dakota. It's a great honor. Thank you.
Fantastic. It really was. Thanks so much for all of your comments, feedback, questions. We had just the nicest email I just saw from Lemoore, North Dakota, talking about how much they enjoyed the coverage today and hearing the clips and hearing callers and texters and listeners and said we had such beautiful weather for his arrival, too. I saw the hand of God in that. We saw the hand of God in Kennedy's resignation and Trump being president. I'm quite sure there will be one more judge that'll need to be replaced during his time after Kennedy. Term limits are needed. God bless you, Scott. Keep up. You inspire all of us on the radio. Well, thank you. I hope I do. If you want to be inspired by the tenacity of Trey Gowdy and Joe Jordan, do me a favor and listen for the news clips today of their cross-examination of Rod Rosenstein from the FBI. That's been going on during the show today, too. We're catching bits and pieces of that, and it is pretty amazing. Absolutely. They are getting asked the tough questions. Christopher Wray, FBI director, and, of course, Peter Strzok yesterday, too. So, all right, folks, we're out of time. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. We will be at the NARO convention tomorrow with our friends from McKinsey Mineral Management. MineralTracker.com. Check it out, and we'll see you there. God bless you.
Pipers for Land Auctions.
They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions. And now, Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model, and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog, too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.